My name is Ronnie Charles, and welcome to Sacred. So, this is my first episode of this podcast, and it was a daunting task to start, but yeah, let's do this, let's take this journey. I have a lot of things to say. It's all mostly my opinion, but there are things that I will be stating that I believe to be fact, and things that I hold dear to me, things that will be controversial, things that people may not agree with, things that aren't considered to be mainstream opinion, you know. So yeah, I'm just putting myself out there. Maybe nobody's listening, maybe somebody's listening. I don't know, I think not only does it give me peace of mind to declare my opinion and give my thoughts, which is what we don't really have these days with where society is going, with these mob mentalities where you have to conform or you're out of the pack. You have a lot of millennials, and not millennials anymore, actually, Generation Z, they call them. This generation is basically the generation that grew up with the internet, with a screen in front of their hands, having been half raised by their parents and half raised by the world. And not all of them are like that, of course. You know, many parents do a good job of raising their children, but it's become a problem to the point that it needs to be mentioned and addressed. It's a societal issue that needs to be covered. Yeah, I guess that's a podcast for another day. I don't want to get into that. But yeah, maybe you're wondering why I chose Celtic music or Celtic music. I don't know how you say it, but when I was younger, when I used to play, I had a lot of more time, and I still play games every now and then. But you know, back then when I used to play way more, I used to play some role-playing games. And for those not familiar with role-playing games, they're basically games that put you in the role of a character, and you would make choices and would have things that would affect the game that were in your hands. Not only in terms of like shooting or progressing from level to level, but you had much more options on how you would progress through the game and how the story would unfold and such and such. And by far one of the most popular themes when it comes to setting was the medieval times, and they would have a lot of Celtic or Celtic, whatever you call it, kind of music. So it's very reminiscent, but not only that, it's kind of calming and soothing music that I like to listen to. Anyways, yeah, so moving on, that's the reason why I chose this kind of music. I think it's soothing and it's nice. But yeah, to the matter at hand. Really, first and foremost, before I start anything at all, I would like to say that with everything that this podcast would hold, and I firmly believe moving forward, is that it will be grounded in the fact that I believe in a God, a moral giver, a creator, and one of absolute power. And at the end of the day, this is my opinion, and I consider it to be fact, but then there are many steps that I went through to come to this point. And in this journey, I think it's everyone's own load, or as Christians say, everyone's own cross. It's your own journey to discover and come up with your definitions of what makes you you and your foundations and belief. So whether it is you believe in Christianity, or whether you believe in Islam, whether I may not necessarily feel that that is right or the absolute truth, but that's not my place to instill upon the beliefs in your life. But what I want to encourage anyone that's listening in this podcast, that those beliefs that you hold dear, those beliefs that guide your life, they should be based upon confirmed opinions, not just opinions. If somebody gives, because even your parents will you know, teach you things in hopes that they believe are right, in hopes that you will follow. But your parents are human beings too. Your friends are human beings too. It doesn't matter who it is, your sheikh, your pastor, your the monk, your rabbi, you name it. He's a human being too, no matter how righteous he might want to be. The beliefs that he carries are based on his own experience, on his own history of things that happened to him. So whatever it is you believe, your core founded beliefs that guide you as a human being across this journey of life, make sure they're bounded and they come from an area of honesty and truthfulness and searching. And I believe whatever the truth is, I have my own version of truth that I believe, and I'll keep saying this, and I will declare my version of truth that I believe. But don't take, like as I said before, do not take anything I say as absolute truth, because I'm human at the end of the day, and I may make a mistake and say something that isn't so. But in doing so, I speak with the intention of honesty, with an intention of searching for that I know of. But there is no way of knowing who is true and who is not without actually testing what they say. So in today's society, we have a lot of that. So I basically believe in a Judeo-Christian God. And it's you know, started, I was fortunate enough, in my opinion, to grow up in a family that had a Christian background. My mom is of a Christian background, my dad, and all the relatives that surrounded me. So always went to church, but you know, never was a Christian, if you know what I mean. You're just going to church for the sake of going, because everybody does. Call yourself a Christian, but never really a Christian to begin with. You sing the songs, but you sing it out of memory. You know, it's very rare that you actually mean the words you say. That came much, much later, and maybe, you know, one day, one of these episodes, I'll talk about that. But then I had a search for truth when I started coming into my late teens, you can say. It was out of curiosity, more or less, because as a child, I think some of my relatives, people that know me very well from a young age, can attest to the fact that I asked a lot of questions. I was curious. If you asked me as a child what I wanted to be as I grew up, I would just say I wanted to be a scientist. Because I just liked, you know, picking things apart, learning what they are. I remember this one time in primary school or grade school. I don't know what you call it, wherever you're from, but it's before high school. And I had picked up the carcass of a frog. And all my friends were so grossed out, wondering why in the world I would do that. But it wasn't really, you know, like a recently dead frog. It had died long, long time ago and dried up, and all that was left was just bone. So it was basically the skeletal anatomy of the frog. And that, to me, intrigued me way more than the surface grossness of the frog. Being able to see the anatomy of the frog up close, as the same way that I had seen it on TV and Discovery Channel and documentaries or in, you know, biology books, that intrigued me, being able to see it for myself. So I always had this frame of mind that I had to always see something for myself to believe it. But then we'll get into later how that sometimes can be something that will hold you back from having certain points of view or having certain truths, because you have to see something to believe it. So if every judge in every court case held that belief, then we can all imagine what kind of place that our justice system would be in. Not saying that it's any good, but you know what I mean. It would be much, much, much worse. So seeing, maybe believing, but believing is not always seeing. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but yeah, belief can come from so many other areas and boundaries. And if we guide our belief with sight, then we drastically limit what we can know. And it may sound to you like I am here to preach, but no, that's not. I'm actually here to give an opinion and learn and listen from what you guys have to say as well. So if you have either a counter opinion or something you feel that would add value to this podcast, please, please don't forget to leave a comment or email me or get in touch with me in the various ways that I'll set up for this channel. And yeah, since I'll be working on Anchor mostly, I think it's best we use this platform for most of our communications to make it easier. I will post these episodes on SoundCloud and other platforms, but Anchor will be my primary. So yeah, let's meet up there and have a discussion that will lead us to some truths. And I will encourage anyone who started listening at the other episodes to come back and listen to this one, so they can know from what place this podcast is coming from. It's a place for discovery and learning. And what I say now may slightly change or may slightly be different in the future. Not everything will be absolutely the same, because I intend to discuss controversial things, pop culture and opinions and what people say. So yeah, let's move on to the name Sacred and why I decided to call it that. Now, like I said, this podcast is founded on Judeo-Christian views. And even though you may not come from that background, I believe there's so many things that you can learn from listening to this. And before you create an opinion or have a prejudgment of what this podcast might be about, I encourage you to stay and listen more. And from then on, what you decide is what you decide. I have no power over you or what you might think or what you want to believe. But I just encourage you to never block out information based on what other people have told you. So, God's intentions, God's purpose for us as human beings on this earth is the main ultimate reason as to why. Those are other reasons that encouraged me to get to this point, but God's purpose for us is the main reason. And that's what I'm trying to figure out as I walk through this journey. What does He want? And He is just a term I use, but you know, God is not, for all those feminists that are going crazy out there, I believe God is not nor man nor woman. Man and woman, male and female, is only a property that human beings have and that they need to procreate. But God obviously is above all of that, as we believe in a Judeo-Christian view. So we all know that the Bible contains laws and rules, things that it encourages people to do, words written by the prophets inspired by God that tell people how to live, how to carry themselves, how to treat others, how to act towards God, how to act towards your enemy. So many details of how we're told to live our lives. And the first thing we want to do, and that's natural, ever beginning as a child, is to rebel. But our parents, the one that bring us to this earth, their job is to constantly set boundaries to show us how to live, because otherwise it would be chaos. Children are harbingers of chaos, as cute as they are. If they're left to their own devices, it's ridiculous what they will do. So as we go on through life and we add more and more boundaries to form our being and the things that we may or we wish and wish not to do, we shape ourselves into becoming our character. And the more we practice and practice those things, the more it becomes our character. So the same way our parents set rules for us so that we can nourish, so that we can survive in the world, so that we can become the best versions of ourselves, I believe it's the same way that God gives us rules within the Bible. In fact, rule may be a wrong word to describe them. I'd prefer to use instructions. I like the best definition. Most of Christians might have heard this. You know, Bible is abbreviated as basic instructions before leaving Earth. So I think that's, you know, a pretty good way of summing it up. But what I would really like to say is that by failing to follow God's instruction, the Bible says we have sinned. But the original Hebrew word that was used for sin was chata. Not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's spelled K-H-A-T-A. And what chata meant, yes, it did encompass the meaning of going against God's instruction, but in essence, it meant having failed to achieve the purpose, having failed to follow instruction. In essence, being a defective human being. We are that product in the assembly line that does not function, that does not reach its purpose. So in a way, in fact not in a way, in the only way of living life, the best way in which we can flourish is by following the instructions that have been given to us. And if you closely look at all these instructions as things that to help us flourish rather than rules that limit us of our potential, and thus the name sacred, I believe that life is sacred. We've been given a human body, a vessel, which is the house of God. We're supposed to take care of it in how we eat, in how we clean ourselves, in how we live our lives, in how we dress. We honor God not only in spiritual ways, but in our mental ways, and the physical ways of how we communicate to people. It's a whole way of being. And all this can transcend from into our physical state if it starts from the heart, if it starts from the belief, if it starts in recognizing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that He died for our sins and that there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Him. I believe we can live a more fulfilled life. As we journey through this world, most of us feel unfulfilled, uncontent, searching from one thing to the next, whether it may be a purpose in life, whether it may be attraction to other human beings, or many other forms whatsoever, monetary satisfaction, mental superiority over others, physical capabilities, physical attraction, being the hottest or most good-looking person, being the smartest or the most talented. And if there's one thing that I can guarantee you, is that there will always be somebody out there who's better than you at all those things that I just mentioned. No matter how good you think you are, there will always be someone else who's better. And that road will never lead to contempt. Now, by no means do I say we should live without these things. Yes, groom yourself. Look like the best version of you. Feed your mind. There's no way to survive in this world without being achievers, without earning money, without being the best versions of us. Maybe even overachieve a little bit. But do not place your foundations. Do not place your beliefs. Do not place your purpose in these things. For there is no end to such. True content comes from within, in believing that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. True content is knowing that you were created for a purpose that lives outside of the material. So, if you've made it this far and you're not a Christian, I applaud you. And like I said, I only say this because I believe it's true. And I believe it needs a voice, it needs to be heard. Now, whether you choose to hear it, whether you choose to digest it, it's up to you. At the end of the day, I do not have the power over that, but I'm glad that you made it this far. And for those that are with me that are Christians, that believe in most of what I said, because you'd be surprised of how many Christians that have differing opinions and maybe even drastically differing opinions these days with all the divisions that have been formed among us. Now, they say the rule is divide and conquer, right? The powers that be, the, I don't know, whoever you might want to call them. I'm less of a conspiracy theorist these days than I used to be. Even if it's just, you know, politics or the left or I don't know, whatever you want to call it. People have all sorts of names for whoever's bringing tyranny and chaos into society. The rule is divide and conquer, and it's worked for thousands of years. But without straying too much from the main topic, I believe we need to come together. We need to listen deeply to what each person has to say. Search for truth honestly within your heart. The truth will allow itself to be tested. The truth will say, hey, here are the facts. This is what is. Test me. It's not going to force you to believe it. It's not going to say it's the absolute truth. If its actions do not match the words, if the actions, the fruit, are not the same as the roots. Search, people, search. And I think I've ranted for a long time. It's over 20 minutes at the moment. But yeah, I guess I'll see you guys next time. And this has been an introduction to sacred. The reason I use the word sacred is all the long rant that I've just been going through right now. God wants us to live a sacred life. A life that honors Him is one that's sacred. A life that fulfills the purpose of the human being is one that's sacred. And if you feel like this episode added any value to you in your life, or you feel like somebody can benefit from listening to this, please don't hesitate to share and like. Thank you so much. So welcome to Sacred, everybody. And I'll see you again in the next episode. This is Ronnie Charles, signing out.